It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I'm going to be so expressive in this episode, more than usual. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I am recording this on May 20th, 7:03 a.m. And is there anything else to tell you about? We finished, maybe I can say that at the end. Okay, we are starting with the synonym information for the word express. I skipped this episode because I was thinking about having my dad on because of the words expressionism, like the painting. He's a big fan of expressionism. But I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to record it. I'm going to forget otherwise, so I got to record it. Okay. Synonym information. Express, vent, utter, voice, broach, and air mean to make known what one thinks or feels. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? I'm going to tell you about it. So I'm going to express, vent, utter, voice, broach, or air. Express suggests an impulse to reveal in words, gestures, actions, or what one creates or produces. As in, expressed her feelings in music. Vent stresses a strong inner compulsion to express, especially in words, as in a tirade venting his frustrations. Words, it's in words you're venting, because usually when you're venting, you are saying out loud, what you are feeling in words. And sometimes people just want to vent to you, and I'm like, cool, can I fix your thing? And they're like, no, I don't want you to fix it. I just want to vent. I just got to vent it out. Utter, U-T-T-E-R. Utter implies the use of the voice, not necessarily in articulate speech, as in utter a groan. So you're using your sounds, your mouth, all that stuff, but you're not necessarily using words. In the episode that, has it aired? I believe it has, or maybe not. Maybe I don't know my alphabet. Where is it? In two episodes from now, there will be guests, and there was a comment about the word utter. What could a better word, utter? You'll just have to check out that episode. Voice does not necessarily imply vocal utterance, but does imply expression or formulation in words, as in an editorial voicing their concerns. So it's words, but not necessarily saying out loud with your mouth. You could write these things down, and you are still voicing your opinion, your concerns, your whatevers. Broach adds the implication of disclosing for the first time something long thought over or reserved for a suitable occasion, as in broached the subject of a divorce. Probably one of them, maybe both of them, have been thinking about the topic of divorce for a very long time, or just a period of time. And then finally, they brought it up. They broached the subject. The subject has breached from the water. That's a different word, breach and broach. Disclosing for the first time something that they have been thinking about. Air, implies an exposing or parading of one's views, often in order to gain relief or sympathy or attention, as in publicly airing their differences. They're putting it out there for the whole world to see, all their differences. Hey, look at us. Look how we're different. We're airing those out. Airing our dirty undies. implies an exposing or parading of one's views, often in order to gain relief or sympathy or attention. Give me some attention. I'm going to tell you about my life. So I'm going to air out my stuff. Okay, that's enough of that. What is the sound effect going to be? It's going to be... The next word is expressage. It's the word express with A-G-E. Noun from 1857. This is a carrying of parcels by express. Also, a charge for such carrying. You gotta pay the expressage when the express is expressing your express package. Next is expression. Noun from the 15th century. So many definitions. 1A for expression. An act, process, or instance of representing in a medium like words. Words could be that medium that you are acting, processing, or just representing stuff. The synonym is utterance, as in freedom of expression. We all would love to have freedom of expression, having the freedom to say and do whatever we feel like, but not everybody in the world has that. And that is stupid. 1B1 for expression. Something that manifests, embodies, or symbolizes something else. As in, this gift is an expression of my admiration for you. I can't physically show my admiration for you in an appropriate way, so I'm going to give you a gift. It's how I'm expressing myself. 1B2. A significant word or phrase. A significant word or phrase is an expression. Oh, yeah, that's just an expression. We just say that. We just say pots and pans are going to be your parents. That's just an expression. 1B3. A mathematical or logical symbol or a meaningful combination of symbols. A mathematical or logical symbol or a meaningful combination of symbols. I don't know. Well, oh, yeah, and it's expression. Okay, is it like a formula? Is it just a bunch of these symbols in some sort of order? Let's look up quickly. Mathematical expression. 2 times 3 plus 1. Any of these things, you put them, any combination of these things. In mathematics, an expression or mathematical expression is a finite combination of symbols that is well formed according to rules that depend on the context. Oh, there's some complicated expressions. 3 plus 8, that's simple. 8x minus 5, 7x2 plus 4x minus 10. These are all expressions. X minus 1 over x squared plus 12. And then this complicated one, I don't even know. This looks like calculus, and I didn't do the calculus. It makes my brain hurt. Okay, those are the mathematical expressions. And now we have 1B4. The detectable effect of a gene, G-E-N-E, but also the synonym, the first form of, or the first definition for the word expressivity, which is going to be in this episode. The first definition for expressivity is similar to the detectable effect of a gene. Ooh, how does that gene express itself? 2A, a mode, means, or use of significant representation or symbolism, especially felicitous or vivid indication or depiction of mood or sentiment. As in, read the poem with expression. I didn't read the poem flat and bland. I read the poem with expression. Sometimes we get down and deep and sad. And sometimes we're real happy. You got to put expression into stuff. That's what it's all about. A motor means significant expressions. Yeah, that's what it is. 2B1. 2B1 to be one. The quality or fact of being expressive. Who you are? I'm being expressive. I'm trying to be more expressive, actually. I'm fairly expressive in this podcast, but I gotta be more expressive. 1B2. Facial aspect or vocal intonation as indicative of feeling. How are you feeling inside? And then when you show it on your face or in your sounds, that's your expression. Ooh.
Eh.
Ha? Those are all facial expressions. 3. An act or product of pressing out. Expressing. X means out. Expressing. What are we expressing out? I don't know. Pressing out something. Press it out. I keep on thinking of like orange. Ooh, if I squeeze this banana and so the banana started coming out the end, I would be it would be a banana expression. You know, one of those banana expressions. Expressional is an adjective. Okay. Ooh. Sort of my sound effect? The next word is expressionism. Expressionism, often capitalized, noun, from circa 1901. 1901. I feel like people were painting expressionism paintings before 1901. Maybe they didn't call it expressionism until 1901. I don't know. Expressionism is a theory or practice in art of seeking to depict the subjective emotions and responses that objects and events arouse in the artist. And let's just quickly say expressionist is a noun or adjective, often capitalized. Expressionistic is an adjective. Expressionistically is an adverb. Expressionless. Oh, that's the next word. Skip it. Stop. Hold up. Don't talk about expressionless next yet. Okay. So, expressionism. A theory or practice in art seeking to depict the subjective emotions and responses that objects and events arouse in the artist. How does the artist make them feel? How does the object that the artist is creating... That's not how you say these things. The object is making a piece... Oh, boy. I don't even know what words I'm saying anymore. The artist is creating a piece of art about some sort of subject or object, and how does that subject or object make the artist feel, then how they feel, they put those emotions into the art in some form. That's kind of what all art is, I think. Isn't this just the artist feeling something, needing to get their feelings out about a thing, expressing their thoughts into art? I think I was sort of mistaking this or mixing this expressionism up with impressionism. That's a whole different thing. I mean, it's a type of art, but it's more specific, I guess. Impressionists, you know. So I think I was doing a little bit of a mix-up of that. But expressionism seems like all art could fit under expressionism. I don't know. Well, I have to look at the link in the show notes and read up on it, I guess. Okay. The next word is expressionless. Adjective from 1831. Lacking expression. That's it, of course, as in an expressionless face. An expressionless face. Ooh, I really have to loosen the muscles to show an expressionless face. Expressionlessly is an adverb. And this is just how you talk when you have to be expressionless, because I can't put any emotion into anything. Expressionlessness is a noun. This is not fun at all. I don't like being expressionless. Ooh! The next word is expressive. Adjective from the 15th century. 1. Of or relating to expression, as in the expressive function of language. Language is relating to expression. You can express things in language, all different types of language and communication. 2, serving to express, utter, or represent, as in foul and novel terms expressive of rage. That is a quote from H.G. Wells. I think he was a sci-fi writer, right? Sci-fi writer. So foul and novel terms expressive of rage. So it's expressing, they are expressing rage. They serve to express, utter, or represent rage. Rah. 3, effectively conveying meaning or feeling, as in an expressive silence. Whoa. And silence can be expressive because what came right before the silence? Why is there silence? If somebody asks you a question and you just stare at them and don't say anything, that's expression right there. That could mean so many things. Why are you asking me that stupid question? Also is in expressive line drawings. There was that artist, he has since passed, but he was like the master of caricatures, and everybody wanted their caricature done by him. I think he lived into his 90s, and he put his daughter's name in all of these drawings that he did. It was like a secret thing, and I don't remember his name. Alan King? Why does that pop into my mind? Maybe something like that. But he had expressive line drawings. They were relatively simple line drawings, but they were pretty expressive. Well, now I'm curious. Who's Alan King? I think he might be an actor, but it could be... I don't know. Is this the right guy? Nah, that's a comedian and an actor. How do you spell caricaturist? Caricaturist. Here, let's see. Woo, yes, I think it's also Alan King. Maybe? Alan King original acrylic paint? Yeah, I think that might also be him. Oh, good job, Spencer's brain. Okay, that was all about expressive. Expressively is an adverb, and expressiveness is a noun. Expressivity is next. Noun from 1934. 1. The relative capacity of a gene to affect the phenotype of the organism of which it is a part. The gene is a part of an organism, and it is affecting the phenotype, with a PH, the phenotype of that organism. The genes tell the body a lot of stuff, how it's going to be in a lot of ways. The relative capacity of a gene. How much expressivity does the gene have? Is it dominant? Is it recessive? Are those examples of its expressivity? Maybe. 2, the quality of being expressive. If you are not very expressive and you just like to be then you don't have a lot of expressivity. But sometimes I like to have a lot of expressivity. The next word is expressly. This is an adverb from the 14th century. 1, in an express manner. And the synonym is explicitly, as in expressly rejected the proposal. They were very explicit about how they hated this proposal. Please take this proposal away from me. I don't like it. I am expressing my feelings about how I feel about this proposal. 2, for the express purpose. For the express purpose. And the synonym, a couple of them are particularly and specifically. Specifically, as in, made expressly for me. Oh, thank you so much for this gift. I didn't expect it. You made it expressly for me. It was shipped express. For the express purpose. Particularly for me, specifically for me. You had nobody else in mind when you made this thing and gave it to me. Expressly. Yeah, this is not a way that I use this word, I don't think. Nah. Hoo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Next is express mail. Two words. The first letters are capitalized. The second word, of course, is M-A-I-L. This is a service mark, and it is used for overnight delivery of mail. Boom. Ooh. Expressman. Expressman, or just expressman. Noun from 1839. A person employed in the express business. Is this, you know, all about express mail and sending things express? I guess that's the express business. What business are you in? Express. You express your feelings? No. Next is espresso. We had a whole conversation about Matt. I think that was his name. We had a whole conversation about espresso, and it is technically okay, I guess, and I don't like that. It's a variation of espresso. Next is expressway, noun from 1944. A high-speed divided highway for through traffic with access partially or fully controlled. How is access fully or partially controlled? I don't understand that. There's entrance maps, entrance ramps, and exit ramps. Those would be, I think, fully controlled. I don't know what this partially controlled is. Anyway, I guess it was in the 40s when they started building the expressways across America. Other countries have expressways too, but I don't think it's quite the same. I think that they're different. They're often maybe less. Now, listen, I haven't been on all the expressways all over the world. I've just been on a few of them. England, Ireland. I'm trying to think if I was on express. Are there expressways in New Zealand? I mean, there were probably just like 2 to 4 lane sort of highways, roads. But I remember, you know, around London and Ireland, it's 2 lanes. I don't know if we ever had more than that. Maybe we did. I don't know. But they're just not as intense. There's not as many cars. All the cars are on the expressways in America. So many cars. Driving so speedy. Yeah. And the invention of these expressways diverted away from all these little towns. You know, Route 66 from Chicago to California had all these little towns, and it was, you know, probably like a 2-lane road, but it would go past all these places, and you could stop off in these little road, these little towns, and do your business there, get some food, help the little community. The movie Cars is like literally about this. It's this sleepy little town that the expressway was built miles away, and nobody ever stops because we just got to keep on going. We got to drive. Can't stop. We got places to be, people to go. Yeah, expressway. You know, I'm on these often when I'm driving. This is the American way. We got to be on our expressways. The last word is expropriate. 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 Transitive verb from 1611. Let's do a quick check. Did I miss any words? I get worried about that now. I don't think I did. Okay, number one for expropriate is to deprive of possession or propriety rights. To deprive of possession. Nope, sorry, you can't have that thing. Sorry, it's not for you, so I will expropriate it from you. Number two is to transfer to one's own possession. Oh, not only can you not have it, I am going to take it. I'm going to take it from you, and I'm going to keep it for myself. How? Why? What situation can you do this? The example of something that is being transferred is the property of another. You are taking the property of them and putting it into your own property. I guess if you're in the situation of a bank or a I don't know what situation expropriate. I'm going to literally just take this away from you. Yeah, this is from the Latin verb expropriare, which is from the ex prefix plus proprius, which means own, like you own the thing, you own the moon, you own this banana. Okay, I need to pick a word of the episode. So today we had express synonyms, expressage, expression, expressionism, expressionless, expressive, expressivity, expressly, express mail, express man, expresso, not going to pick expresso, expressway, and expropriate. I think I'm just going to pick expressive because I like to be expressive sometimes, at least when I'm recording a podcast. But when I'm not recording a podcast, I'm not very expressive. Okay, that's it. Just last night, I'm not going to tell you about a movie that I watched because it's going to be all out of order, and I hate things that are out of order. You're out of order. But I will say that last night we watched the last two episodes of the second season of Twin Peaks with my family, my sister, her partner, and their daughter, and they have been binging it, and we said we must watch the last two episodes with you. So we did, and it was great fun. If you know Twin Peaks, you know how much fun it is. And I guess Fire Walk With Me is going to be in the future, but we got to figure out when that happens and if it's appropriate for a 14-year-old. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about that. We'll see. Okay, that's it. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And until next time, this is Spencer expressing information. Goodbye.